President Trump has broken his silence. For the first time since the election, he took questions from reporters yesterday at the White House. His answers show he's still in denial about the results. Here's what Trump said when asked if he would concede to President-elect Joe Biden.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
There is, of course, no evidence of fraud. Earlier this month, government officials called the election the most secure in American history. And yesterday, when asked if he would leave the White House when the Electoral College formally certifies Biden's win, Trump said this.
Certainly I will, and you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January.
Let's bring in Beth Fooey of NBC News. Hey, Beth.
Hey.
So, as I said, yesterday was significant because we haven't seen the president answer any questions since the election. We've only read his usual comments on Twitter, and then I guess we saw him pardon a turkey the other day. What did you hear yesterday?
So I heard a president who knows that he's lost and he knows he's going to be leaving on January 20th. I mean, he very much was clear when asked that question. But what he's continuing to do, regrettably, is to sow the seeds of doubt about the veracity, legitimacy of Joe Biden's win. And to say to a group of reporters standing there to be broadcast to the world and not just over his Twitter feed that there was a massive fraud in the election, which, as you mentioned, there's absolutely no evidence of that, is to tell his supporters to not believe in the results, to not consider Joe Biden to be the president of the United States, and to just leave the country very divided, which is, of course, his political capital, Peter. This is what the president does. He's a divisive figure. He has governed as though he's the president only of his base and not of the whole country. And he's leaving, he's preparing to leave the White House in that exact same way. The country divided, one half not believing that Joe Biden is the legitimate president come January 20th.
It got pretty heated at one point. Here's what happened when a reporter interrupted him as Trump was describing how fraudulent he believed the election was.
You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
What do you make of that moment? What did that signal to you? He was angry.
Well, he doesn't like to be asked questions that he doesn't want to have to answer. And when he's being pressed on the fact that he lost the election, that he has not yet conceded to Joe Biden, that he's going to have to hand over the keys to the administration, to the White House, to his rival, he doesn't want to answer that question. But just to be clear, he was being asked very respectfully by the members of the press corps in that room what his plans were. These were not outrageous questions. They were not in any way designed to embarrass him or to confront him. President Trump does not like to be put on the spot and to be made feel uncomfortable, and that's what was going on right then.
We heard the president say that a lot will be happening between now and the inauguration. What do you think we can expect from the Trump administration or what's left of the Trump campaign between now and January 20th? All of the court cases have, you know, petered out. What's the end game here?
Well, he's going to use the tools of the executive branch to probably do a few things before he leaves. We saw him pardon Michael Flynn, his former national security advisor, who pled guilty twice to lying to the FBI. He pardoned him. He could have other pardons up his sleeve. He probably will. He's exercised pardon power before and seems to enjoy doing that. He's working on a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan, which is noteworthy. He may also just finalize a couple of executive orders that would be something that Joe Biden could overturn, the Biden administration could overturn, but will be in place for a while until they are overturned. So President Trump's going to use the tools available to him to sort of leave his mark on the presidency. But, you know, Peter, the most noteworthy thing that happened this week was the ruling by Amy Coney Barrett in a case involving religious expression and whether or not a governor can impose limits on church or synagogue attendance. And I think we need to remember that that's President Trump's most enduring legacy. He has three Supreme Court justices who will be there for many, many years to come, and they are all conservative, and they will be carrying out the law in the way, or interpreting the law in the way that conservatives most wish. So he will be extremely influential even after he leaves the White House.
And just briefly, Beth, the president said he would go to Georgia next Saturday to support the two incumbent Republicans in a runoff there for Senate. This was something that Republicans were waiting for.
Yep. I mean, he'll do a great job bringing out Republicans to vote for those two Senate incumbents, Senators Loeffler and Perdue. But he's also going to bring out an awful lot of Democrats to vote against them. He is that kind of polarizing figure. And we're going to see that play out in Georgia in those Senate races, just as we did in the presidential race in Georgia.
Beth Fooey, senior politics editor for NBC News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.